You're listening to SBS News.
Eight-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt has announced he will be training with the Central Coast Mariners as he looks to achieve his dream of becoming a professional footballer. The Mariners have confirmed the sprint champion will have an indefinite trial with the club, which finished bottom of Australia's 10-team competition last season. Bolt has posted a message to social media saying he is excited about the opportunity.
I just want to say thanks to everybody at the Central Coast Mariners for giving me this opportunity to play professional football in the A-League. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to prove that with hard work, anything is possible. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to come here and do my best. Watch out, I'm on the way. Remember, I don't think limits.
The 31-year-old Jamaican, who retired from athletics last year, has already trained with three other football clubs: Germany's Borussia Dortmund, South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns, and Norway's Strømsgodsa. Mariners chief executive, Sean Mielkamp, says the club is committed to getting the best out of Bolt.
His training program will be structured to see if he can reach a level of playing that earns him a professional contract. This may take 3 weeks, this may take 3 months, this may take 6 months. It may take longer, who knows? Only time will tell, but it's exciting to see what this will do for our region. But the importance for us right now is to look after an athlete who's coming to try to become a professional player.
The New South Wales Central Coast, just north of Sydney, appears to be an unlikely destination for Bolt to reboot his sporting career. But Sean Mielkamp says Bolt has already committed to the club's community-minded approach, which requires players to live in the Central Coast area rather than in Sydney.
The same for all our players. All our players are expected to be living on the Central Coast. It's a big part of our club. And we'd spoken to them very early doors about living and residing here on the Central Coast, and he's agreed to that, which is great.
Sean Mielkamp has confirmed the arrangement has commercial benefits for Bolt, but he says he hopes it will also have a meaningful long-term impact for the Mariners.
You know that we are a small club. You know that we need to grow, and if this is one of the opportunities for the Central Coast Mariners to significantly grow for the long term, then that's an opportunity that I'm sure nobody can deny us. We just spoke about, you know, the potential of uplifter shots in the stadium. We've been inundated with sponsor calls this morning, which has been exciting. And for us, that long-term effect is something that we've really just got to be mindful of. How can we use this moment to improve the club for the long term?
Former Socceroos goalkeeper Mark Bosnich has said on Fox Sports he's a little sceptical about Bolt's football ability. He says a former teammate told him at the World Cup in Russia not to expect too much from the sprint champion after he took part in a charity match in England at Old Trafford.
I said, "Boz, I've got to say to you, he was very good." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Fair enough." I said, "Well, I haven't seen him play when this news come out." He said, "But one little caveat." I said, "What's that?" He was playing against members of Neighbours, Coronation Street. Right? Let's have a look. Everyone deserves to have a chance.
Professional Footballers Australia chief executive, John Didelusa, is positive about the move. He has told the ABC Bolt's involvement could lead to a greater football following from the younger generation.
For young children, young athletes, to have the chance to watch Usain Bolt on a daily or weekly basis, whether it's for 4 weeks or 8 weeks in their own hometown, I think it's got the capacity to inspire a whole generation of young Australians who otherwise would never be given that opportunity.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.